Imagine. Extra spacing and other mitigation tools will make this year's Great American Market a fun and safe activity for the whole family.
Hey, BOE, live and local. Good morning on a Friday. It is 8:22, and big doings in Allen tomorrow. It's the annual Allen Veterans Fall Festival, and we're very pleased to be joined by Shelley Mann this morning for a preview of that all-day event happening tomorrow. Shelley, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, doing great. I really thank you guys so much for this opportunity. I can't think of anything more perfect for this morning. And you get to that point where you just don't know what to do next. There's a million things, but you don't know where to start. And to be able to get your call and talk about this, I thought to myself the other day that this is just perfect. It's the perfect thing. And to be able to thank you guys for how you recognize all the different events every day, and to be able to thank everyone who supported our event. So I really appreciate this.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. That's very nice, Shelley. Well, you have, my gosh, a big day planned in Allen coming up tomorrow. And you start bright and early, don't you?
Yes. Yes, we do. So we invite everyone. What we're going to do, the American Legion will be having biscuits and gravy breakfast. And that's from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. But we want to point out, too, we're going to have a flag raising that will be over at the old school and by the baseball diamond. That will be at 7:45. So if you want to have breakfast and then run over, or if you just want to come right over at 7:45, we're going to have a special dedication there in the flag raising with the color guard. And then also my Uncle Roy Mann will be singing. He'll sing the Star Spangled Banner. And then shortly after that, the ATV Poker Run folks will head out. And I just really wanted to point out that things will go on all day long. So we know there's other events that are happening, but if folks want to come over, we'll have everything, even up to fireworks at night when it's dark. And our local restaurant, The Dive, Kaylani and her husband Stephen, and they will be open 7 a.m. till 9 at night. So there's really no time too late to come over.
That's a great point. You mentioned here some of the early activities. What are some of the other activities that are going to be taking place in the afternoon and evening hours, which will be leading up to the fireworks at dark?
Yes. Well, we're going to be having our car show like we had last year. And then also this year we're adding in motorcycle show. And those folks, the car registration and motorcycle will be about 10 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. But if they want to come, say, about 9 o'clock or so and bring their vehicles, because we'll have judges and we'll have trophies and awards, and they will just start to judge as soon as those vehicles come in. And then we have free games for the kids. There's no charge for them to sign up for the games. We had a lot of questions about that last year. We said, oh, no charge. And then also they win prizes. And for recently over in Council Grove, we had the gunfight on the Santa Fe Trail. And so that same group, I wanted to point out, will have their live camp overnight and then also their Wild West demonstrations through the day.
Wow.
And so they will be there, the Council Grove regulators, also Mary Dezine Plainsman, and a lot of people who do the overnight camping and demonstrations, also a live chainsaw demonstration. And then the sculpture that's done from that will be live auction toward the end of the day. So there's so much leading up to it, because if you want to come and look around and see all those different things and then be there. So in Council Grove, Buck Taylor was there, and
yeah.
He is from Gunsmoke. Yes.
Newly.
So
yeah.
Listen to this. Yes, he was there. And I wanted to point out that we have a Henry 22 rifle. That's one of our raffles. So you can buy raffle tickets for that. And he autographed the gun. And so just have so many items like that, veterans quilts, handmade things, bicycles for kids. And so you can buy those tickets, but none of those will be announced until about 5 o'clock.
Wow.
What a day.
That is a big day. We're not done yet, because you mentioned the raffle drawings. And what about the live music? What do you got going on at 6 o'clock?
Yes. Well, that will be Doc Hink will be performing, and he's also part of the Council Grove Regulators. And then there's also going to be, we have a couple things I wanted to point out that in addition to the Dash Plaques, I wanted to point out, we have for the first 50 people who sign up for the car show, they will be given a dash plaque. And for the first 50 people for the motorcycle show, they will be giving an embroidered patch. And also, they'll all be getting goodie bags. And I wanted to thank Aaron Lucas with the Flatland Cruisers, because it was because of him I was able to find out how much the dash plaques mean. And so those are things, when you mention through the day, the people who are entering their vehicles are going to have special surprises all through the day, because they'll also be able to put their names into a hat, and they'll be given prizes as well. And we were able to find out how much it means for people to get the first annual and second annual written on the dash plaques, so those will all be part of the giveaways. And then tomahawk throwing, there will be that demonstration, and people will also be able to learn how to do that as well. And we have the farmers market up here on Thursdays in Allen, and a lot of the folks are going to be up here for that. I knew there was something else I wanted to mention, too, because the Emporia Farmers Market is not able to meet because of the Great American Marketplace, so a lot of our vendors will be up here, and all the vendors are going to be at the baseball diamond all along the fence.
Okay.
And so people will be able to go in there, and they can shop. Several of the gunfighting folks and the plainsmen, black powder people, are going to have things for sale there as well, so you can just walk up and just mill around through the whole day. And the encampments who are there and they've spent the night, through the whole night, you can walk up, and everything that they have that's around their area is period correct for the year of what they're representing. So you can just start really at one side and walk to the other. But I did want to point out, too, that last year we did everything on Main Street. But this year, don't be alarmed, because you just need to come over to the Ball Diamond in the park. We've just moved everything because we got some feedback last year that people were having a hard time seeing all of it at one time. So there's just really a lot to mention. And the cars being there all day long, you can walk around and see those too.
All right. And boy, it's quite a lineup, I got to tell you. And you're going to end the day with a bang. Is that right?
Yes, right. Yes. Yes. Last year, I was at the Emporia Friends of the Zoo, and one of the things that they had auctioned off the year before last were the fireworks with Bernie, and that a person could be there and do the first shot of fireworks with him. And so I walked up to him afterward and said, we're trying to find someone to do fireworks for our event. And so he got us lined up with the group. And this year it won't be him that's going to be setting them off, but we'll have the same group that he works for. And the person will be able to do the first shot fireworks. And that will be part of a live auction toward the end of the day as well, where they can bid on that and then be the person that's there to hit the first shot of the fireworks when they go off.
It's the Allen Veterans Fall Festival, and you just heard a long list of fun stuff going on all day long. You head to Allen tomorrow, and you're going to run into something, no matter what time of the day it is.
Quite a few things, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be happening. All right, well, Shelley, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you both.
Have a great day. Good
Thank
luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We really appreciate your support.
All right, Shelley Mann with the Allen Veterans Fall Festival. Ton of stuff there, Chuck.
Ton of stuff taking place, and we'll have this as part of our lineup of previews, which are starting to batch up right now here on KVU.